when Simin Shin Hei, we're up to Sif Yud Beis, we'll be doing from Yud Beis through Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Beis. Lo Seitzei B'cholsim, Bein Shu B'Tzavora, Bein Shu B'Chsusa. An animal should not walk out in some kind of seal or metal, whether it's hanging from the neck or it's actually woven into something the animal is wearing. The problem is that it may break and you'll end up carrying it. The issue where it's bichsusa, that's even where it's woven into the garment, whatever the animal's wearing, and the chash there is a low plug. The chazal are afraid if you're going to use it there, then you'll also use it in something that's just hanging from a chain, and the chain may break. Sif Yud Gimel. Ein agomel yotze b'metul teles. A camel should not be wearing a metul teles. V'hu. K'min kar cotton shenosen tach aznovo. That's this, it's like a little pillow, a cushion, that's put under the tail. Afili k'shur lo b'znovo. Elim k'en ase k'shur b'znovo u'bachato troso o'bishol yosa. This is usur because, again, it may fall off unless it is tied tight, which is by way of tying it not only to the tail, but also to the hump, or in the case of the shilya, the afterbirth, in the shilya, we're afraid that it'll be very painful. And therefore, you're going to make sure that it's not all over the place, but that it's held in place in one specific position. Sif Yud Dalet, lo tseitze shum behema lo okud velo rogul. What's that? Pirish okud shekosher yoda achas im ragla, one of the front legs with one of the hind legs. Verogul hain shekosher achas mergleo klape malo shlotei lechel al gimel regolim. And rogul means that you tie up one of the legs. Pshat is either because this is not comfortable for the animal, and therefore Chazal called it a masui, or we're afraid that it's going to fall off and you're going to end up carrying it. Whereas if you tie the front or hind legs of the animal, that is derech shmira, and that's mutter. It's considered a beged because of that. Sif tesvav. Lo yikshur gmalim zachar zeh. Vahu tofes ba'afsir harishin v'kulam nushachem al yado. If you have a whole line of animals, each one is tied on to the one in front of it, and then the very one in the front, he's pulling. That's also because it looks like you're going to market. Avalim tofes kama afsiri gemalim biyado mutter. But let's say each one has its own string. It's not that you have this whole line of camels. What you have is you're holding the leashes of a bunch of animals in one hand. That's mutter. V'yesh mishoser gam bazeh v'lo hitu lo tzil behem achas levado moshechas bechevel v'moshcha bechevel. There's a daya that this is usur even if you're carrying each. We're pulling each one on its own independent leash. Mishtabur brings an Eliyarabu who says this is a das yochid and you don't have to worry about it. When someone is walking an animal on a leash, say someone's walking his dog and he's got a leash, you're not allowed to have the end of the leash go out of your hand, a tefach, meaning the leash that you're actually holding will not have a din of hotzah, whereas the one under it, if it's hanging from behind, the end of the leash is coming out of your hand, the full tefach, so there it looks as if you're just carrying it. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ikar Adin is really two tefachim, but l'chatchila we machmir even for a tefach. The dummy kamosha nosa biyodo, it looks as if you're just carrying that in your hand. V'lo mischazia me'afsar behema, people won't realize that this is actually being pulled by the animal. V'gam lo yaniach harbe minachevel ben yodol behema k'desh lo yachbid ach lo yagia betefach asamach la'oretz. You also have to make sure that the leash doesn't sag in a way that it's within a tefach of the ground. What happens if you have a long leash and you're afraid it's going to come near the ground? So you just wind it around the neck of the animal. Sif Yud Zayin. Now here we have a whole list from the Mishnah. In chamor yotzim mirdas bizman sheina k'shur lo me'erev Shabbos. A donkey cannot walk out with its cloak that keeps it warm unless it was really tied onto it from before Shabbos. V'lo bezug v'afal b'yishu pokuk, and not a bell, even though you took the ringer part out of the bell. And we already learned this. The reason why it's repeated is because all these appear together in the Mishnah. V'lo besulam shevet tzavoro, and not the ladder that is in its neck. What is that? Ve'in luchos shekoshim sviv tzavoro shelo yichachech makoso. That is pieces of wood that are put on his neck, so he should not go turn around and scratch himself. V'lo b'rtzua shebaraglo. What is Ritzua Shebaraglo? V'hu kimin tabas ova she'osin mikash v'koshin baragli abeim v'shepsiyo seok tzoros u'maka ragle zo bazu v'osin lo k'nei login shlotaka zo bazu. That's a case where what they do is they put like rings on the feet so the feet don't bang into each other for an animal whose walk is such that the legs stay together and they keep hitting each other. That is the pshat the Shulchan Aruch is passing like, but the Rif learns that we're talking about some kind of cast of sorts for a broken leg. The chickens cannot walk outside if they're tied just for a simin. You should know whose they are. And also not when they tie the feet with strings for the sake of them not walking around and breaking things. And Elim are the Zachorim of the sheep family, where they make a little agola, a little wagon that the tail sits on so that it shouldn't get ruined, it shouldn't get stuck it shouldn't get scratched by the ground. The goats cannot walk out with a special little piece of wood that they put into their noses to get them to keep sneezing in order to get rid of the bugs in their head. A calf should not walk out with a small yoke that's made to try to get it used to the fact that someday it's going to be pulling a plow. Also not a muzzle that they put in the mouth of a calf that it should stop nursing. And not a cow where they put or according to the Mishnah it is porcupine skin that is sharp and it keeps strange rodents away, so that the rodents do not actually suck from it. V'lo b'rtzua shebein karneha, and not in the strap between the horns. Beinimi l'shimur, whether it's to guard it. Beinimi l'noi, whether it's just for decoration. V'lo seitze poro oshor b'chevel shebet savara l'fishen tzricha shmira. A poro or shor do not need watching, meaning they don't need this, and therefore it is considered a masui, unless they are rebellious. Avlagolim mutarim, whereas calves do need shmira, shemordim bakal, because they often run away. Hago behema yotze bekameya mumchal behema avalo b'sheina mumchav lishemumchal yodam. A behema is allowed to walk outside with a kameya that is made for animals, but not one that is made for people, even though it did the trick, because in people, they have siyata d'shmai. In animals, we don't know that that's the case.